Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Smell.
somewhat foul but spine tingling, sets me pockets a-jingling.
Rosa, former disco queen. By the way, disco's not dead. It's just taking a very, very, very long nap.
She's the disco queen. If you know what I mean, I don't know. I just dance it. I don't sing it. Ah, you people.
Well, what the heck? A disco queen is a disco queen.
So, I'm here today to say, very strange things have been happening in my area. Very strange things. Yes, recently I have been invaded by pests. Not your ordinary pests, no. No, these pests are far more pestilent. They are alien children. They've been running all around my yard, popping up in strange places. All in all, just haunting me and haunting me. It's been a very frightening experience. How can I explain it? I don't know. I'm just a disco queen. What can I say? So hopefully these pests won't pop up anytime soon. Hey, what was that?
That was the scariest thing I ever saw. My heart is still beating. Pump, 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 pump. This shouldn't be happening to me. I'm a nice lady. I buy Girl Scout cookies. What was that?
Bad that they're just alien children. They're also monsters, too. I can't even describe it to you. It's just the most disgusting. They're coming! They're coming! Run away!
Madness.
me know if you can clearly hear my voice if you're in the chat room. Betty Jo Tucker, the Mom and Pop Shop. Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Epic Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. This week, The Birds on Blog Talk Radio. Also, George Bettinger from the Mom and Pop Shop. All right, go to Facebook, friend him, follow him in the thread, follow him online, just stalk him like crazy. Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 4 p.m. All right, it's the Mom and Pop Shop. Let's keep the scariness going. Let's get launching in the piazza.
A giant tarantula is born in the lab of Dr. Spinetti. The mom and dad were average size, but this guy's 8 feet tall already. He soon outgrows his backyard pen, busts out onto the street. Spinetti reels, some power lines go down, the rolling hills of Tuscany at his feet. The tarantula in the piazza has cleared out the sun-drenched square. Only the raven-haired, black-eyed Gina has the nerve to stand right there. The tarantula stops. They stare. He slinks away down past the hotel Kafka. Gina waves her designer sunglasses at the tarantula in the piazza. The tarantula wreaks havoc in the vineyard of Cardinal Di Rienzo. He finds he prefers the darker grapes, but that's not all he's into. He digs and crawls beneath the earth, past drawings of ancient cave dwellers. He rolls a barrel out with his hairy legs, sips Chianti in the cool wine cellar. The tarantula in the piazza has cleared out the fountain on the square. Only the raven-haired, black-eyed Gina has the nerve to stand right there. The tarantula stops. They stare. He slinks away down past the hotel. Night gently falls on the old idyllic town. Everyone's avoiding the tarantula. Something out of work, Fellini has beat up circus clown. And oh yeah, then there's Gina. The tarantula in the piazza has cleared out the sun-drenched square. Only the raven-haired, black-eyed Gina has the nerve to stand right there. They stare. He slinks away down past the hotel Kafka. Gina waves a tear from her eye to the tarantula in the piazza. The tarantula in the piazza.
Say to see good white and the deck will come down and pay you $1,000. You're listening to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts.
Hey, Mo! Hey, Mo!
What is it, Kylie? What is it?
I want to listen to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts.
Nyah, 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 ah, ah, ah. Ruff,
You know, it's an amazing thing. This is Jackie Mason, and you're listening to Comedy Concepts with my good friend Nancy Lombardo right here on the wonderful station on Blog Talk Radio. If you knew it, if you only knew what you were hearing, you'd understand that this is the greatest program a person could ever have. Nancy Lombardo right here at Comedy Concepts.
That was the wonderful George Bettinger from the Mom and Pop Shop. Every Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, live from Miramar. So just go to Mom and Pop Shop Facebook and get on his thread. He's awesome. Woohoo!
I love New York. I really love New York. I mean, where else could you come from any other part of the universe and be given an opportunity to drive a cab? Care if you speak English. Come on in. Here's your cab. Here's your map. Go. And you know what I really miss about the cabs? They used to have celebrities telling us to buckle up. Do you think in India they had celebrities telling them to buckle up?
Hello. This is Gandhi. Please wear your seatbelt peacefully and with little resistance.
Hello. This is Buddha. Don't wear your seatbelt and come back as a fly.
Hello, this is the fly. Don't listen to Buddha. Don't listen to... Oh, no, not again.
Six guys are carrying a casket out of church in the middle of winter. All of a sudden, the lead guy slips on the ice. The casket gets away. It goes down the stairs, down the road, through an intersection in the middle of town, leaps over a curb, smashes through a drugstore door, slams into the counter. The lid pops open, and the stiff shits up. The druggist says, "Can I help you?" The stiff says, "Yeah, could you please give me something to stop this coughing?" Sorry, you like folk songs? Puff the Magic Dragon.
That was Jackie Martling. All right, we're keeping it moving. Betty Jo Tucker with the Etiquette Quarters. Don't forget, tomorrow, The Birds on Blog Talk Radio, 4 p.m., Betty Jo Tucker. I'm just trying to do all themes that are Halloween-y today. So let me see. Oh, what do I have here? I have something. I had it and I lost it. It's hard working on a small computer, I gotta tell you that.
When I was a little girl, my Spanish grandmother would take me to see these Spanish horror films, made even more horrific by the fact I didn't speak Spanish. But I always knew who the villain in the film was. Oh, yeah. She was that skinny little woman. All dressed in black, her hair always in a bun. In her hand, she'd be holding a mysterious box and be standing at the top of a tall, winding staircase. At the bottom of the staircase would always be some beautiful young woman who'd say something like,
"Hola, ¿dónde está mi esposo?"
And the woman at the top of the staircase would say, "Tu esposo está aquí." She'd open the box, inside of it a man's head. "Ayúdame, ayúdame." The head would fall out of the box, bounce down the stairs, boom, 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 land at the woman's feet. She'd go, ah! The woman at the top of the stairs would go, ha, 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 ha. And that was every film I saw over and over again as a child.
Come in. Come on in. Come on in.
Hi, hi. My name's... Hi, how you doing? My name's Jolene. I'm your babysitter.
Hi, we've been waiting for our babysitter.
Oh my God, you know, you guys are kind of old to need a babysitter. Is your mom at home?
No, they left already.
Yes.
We've been sitting here watching the Miss Universe pageant.
Yeah,
right?
Well, that's nice. You know, I babysit a lot, and I find that young children usually like some lint, so I brought you each some. Here you go.
What did you say your name was again? Jolene?
Jolene, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
My
name
is... Could you breathe a little further away from me, please? No, not on my neck, boy.
We've been waiting for a babysitter for such a long, long time, Jolene.
Oh, yeah. Tell me, where's the fridge?
It's right in the kitchen.
You want us to show you?
All right.
My mother keeps the knives in that drawer.
Oh, that's really nice. You know, I only babysit on recommendations, and you got such a high recommendation, but it was in a letter, you know.
You know, we've been watching the Miss Universe pageant for so many hours now. Just waiting for someone to knock on her door.
I'm so glad. I need the money because, you see, today's my favorite holiday. It's Victoria Day, and I want to make my pilgrimage to Canada.
Yeah.
Oh, could you breathe a little further away from me, boys?
You know, our last babysitter's name was Pauline.
Yeah,
she brought us to the beach a lot.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Well, wait. Why is she your last babysitter? Do you boys have a respiratory problem?
No, we smoke.
Oh, you shouldn't do that, it'll stunt your growth, but you are very tall for young children. I've never seen children that needed a shave before.
I'm 7, he's 6.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah. You're supposed to watch us.
Yeah. Yes, all right. Well, why don't I watch you now? Why don't we just play a little game?
She talks a lot, doesn't she?
I always talk when I'm nervous.
You remind us of our late great aunt.
Aunt Victoria.
Victoria? Well, that's nice, boys. Why don't we just play a little game?
Do you want to meet Aunt Victoria?
If she's late, then I presume she's dead.
Oh, she's very late.
She's very late. Yeah, she's down in the basement.
Aunt Victoria down there with her croquet set.
Well, all right, let's go look at her. What the heck? I don't mind. You boys go down first.
Here's the door right here.
Yeah.
I know, watch the steps.
They creak. Careful. You might get hurt.
It's dark in here.
Why, sir, is that... spider webs,
but lint.
That's lint.
You see, nobody's been down here before. We've been collecting lint.
Hold it. Look, written on the spider web.
What?
The word greed.
Greed? Oh, my gosh, greed and avarice. Oh, my goodness, greed is what brought me here today.
Victoria Day.
What am I thinking?
Listen to me, Jolene. Me and my little brother here,
you're frightening me, and quit breathing so close. Don't you ever brush your teeth?
Now that we're in the basement, we show you our great aunt. We thought of another little thing that we can do to kill time.
Oh, kill time. Must you use this word? What time would your parents be back, by the way? Did you happen
Thursday.
To mention that? Thursday.
They're gonna be back Thursday.
Yes. Would you quit breathing on me?
I think it's time for milk and cookies.
Snack time. All right. Snack time.
We had a little problem with Pauline.
Oh,
yes. When we were at the beach, you see, with Pauline, she didn't want us to eat milk and cookies.
No.
Oh, no?
She tried to stop us from eating milk and cookies.
She wanted us to eat broccoli.
And then... asparagus.
And asparagus. Well, they're very good vegetables, and they're healthy, high in iron. And could we have the cookies upstairs?
It's so cold and clammy down here.
It's nice.
It's nice. Yes, well, it is nice, boys. I tell you, you two are certainly the most different children I've ever babysat before. quit breathing on me. Would you mind moving back just a little bit? All right, you know.
Oh, these nylons feel really nice.
They're not nylons. Those are my legs.
I think it's time to show her Great Aunt Victoria, don't you?
Oh, yeah, let's see Great Aunt Victoria.
She's in this closet right here.
Oh, isn't that a coincidence?
Looks like she's fresh and alive as she always was, don't she?
Yeah.
She does not seem to be moving a great deal.
No, we stitched up her lips and tied her arms down.
Mm. Why, you boys certainly are creative. Are you weeblos by any chance?
No.
Just like arts and crafts. Love that busy work.
Yeah. Paper mache their eyes together.
Well, it's very creative. I tell you what, boys, it's getting a little late. I think it must be your bedtime. Never mind. I think
bedtime.
We can have an all-night
She said
party.
The magic
Let's
word.
Party.
It's bedtime.
Oh, look at this. Brocale.
A few years ago, this movie came out, and it really upset me. It was based on this true story about this rugby team that crashed in the Andes along with their family, friends, and college roommates. What really bothered me was the dilemma they faced when they ran out of food, and it didn't look like anyone was going to find them. So they had to make what was probably the most gut-wrenching decision of their lives, which was to eat the dead. Oh, what a decision to have to make. And if that weren't heinous enough, who would you eat first? Family? Friends? In what order? Dad? Mom? Sis? In what part? Ugh! Just picturing the process upsets me. Well, many therapy sessions later, and soon after my therapist disconnected his phone and moved away without telling me, a cab driver reminded me that blood is thicker than water and Tiping is not a town in China. Well, logic dictates, not everybody's logic but mine, the first course should be your best friend or college roommate. With that in mind, I composed a little ditty, which should they ever do a musical version of the movie Alive, I want the producers to feel free to put this song anywhere in there. And I would like to preface this by saying, This song is in every way in bad taste. I ate my best friend's brain today. I baked it in the sun. She said that she had all the brains. Now I have more than one. La-di-da, la-di-da. She wasn't really a great friend. Never would she backward bend or go out of her way to lend me her pay. So I ate my best friend's brain. La-di-da, la-di-da. I don't know what a best friend is. Should be something more. A friend would let you eat her brain when you're not near a store. La-di-da, la-di-da. We went to the same school, lived in the same dorm. When she bought me a beer, but the beer was warm. So I ate my best friend's brain. La-di-da, la-di-da. And when the plane crashed in the snow, for her it was the end. She was always more cerebral, so I cracked open her cranium. I made a frittata of her medulla oblongata. My leg was broke, but I didn't choke. When I ate my best friend's brain, la-di-da, la-di-da. When I ate my best friend's brain.
I'm going to let the show run a little longer today, so it might cut off, but it'll still be running in playback, okay? Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. This week, it's The Bud. The Bud, Betty.
In the beach school.
Spelling!
remember now. A teacher goes to a little boy. Today is your parents' job day. So she goes, little boy, what does your father do for a job? And he goes, oh, my father is dead. And so she goes, so what did he do before he died? And the little boy goes, ah!
The man, the boy, the legend. Roger. We loved Roger so much. Yet, watching him there, pale, disgustingly sick, things on his face. Gee, Roger, you look gross.
They said I'm getting better, Ingrid.
They lied. I'm sorry, Roger. I didn't know how to break it to you, but you don't have long, Roger. Not only that, Roger, you have no friends. We took a poll to see who would come here. I lost. I'm here now, Roger, on a bet.
You're my wife, Ingrid. If you wouldn't come to visit me in the hospital in my last Thursday afternoon... would. Certainly not my daughter.
No, not your daughter.
The daughter I tried so hard to be a good father for, Ingrid.
That's right, Roger. She's off. She's becoming a punkette. She's getting her hair cut now in celebration of the insurance money to come. We'll all miss you, Roger, but not that much.
I couldn't help noticing that you were still seeing Bernard Lois, our insurance salesman, Ingrid.
Yes, and we've doubled your policy. It's great, Roger, the things that I will get after you go away. My benefits will increase. I'll be able to afford everything you never could buy me, Roger, and I want to thank you for that.
I tried to be a good husband, Ingrid. I tried to be a good father to that rotten brat. But now my time is short, Ingrid. I know that that bright white light is telling me to come hither. And soon I'll walk through that door we call life and death, and I'll be into the beyond.
And if you die by 7:45, I'll win the office pool, Roger. Do you think you could rush it a little?
Well, I'll try, honey. I didn't know they were placing bets on the actual time.
Yes.
Promise me something, Ingrid.
What? Anything, Roger. I will keep it.
Promise me if you do remarry to Bernard Louis that you won't let him... Goodbye.
Roger? 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 Come on. Roger? Are you really dead? Are you playing a joke, Roger? Come on, Roger. Oh, Roger. Roger was gone. And we'll all miss him. Well, that's stretching a bit. But when Roger reaches that door, or if Roger reaches that door, there will be someone behind him waiting. Waiting and hoping. And hoping that Roger will never return. Goodbye, Roger. Good riddance. Let's scatter his ashes in the wind and hope it hits anywhere.
Tom Carrozza, thank you today, Tom Carrozza, for all your comedy bits. And happy Halloween, everybody. Thanks for listening. This is Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo. Boo!